even that understanding that he is here, he is with me, it is because of his work. He is there, always there. You know. He can never go, he can never leave, because he is infinite. But here, that understanding that he is here, I must remember him. So who gives that? It is he who gives. First, what he will do, you know, when he was in form. So, oh, Baba has come here. Seeing his form. But here, seeing his work, you remember. Because the work is there. So his presence is there. You know. God is ever present. He is always there. You know. He is always there. But just like when he takes form, you know, and we see his form, and say, oh, Baba is here, Baba is sitting there, you know, seeing his form. Now, only difference is that he is there, you know, through his work. That work reminds you. Did you get it?
In life.
Yes.
This position you find yourself.
Though you don't know that work, but that work makes you remember him.
So whatever happens in your life, you think, I don't know how I got to be here. It's Baba's work.
Yes, it is Baba's work. It is not they who are coming to him. It is he who is calling them. Who is bringing them at his feet. It is he. So first, in the when he was in physical form, we would say that Baba is here, Baba is there, Baba is going, Baba is moving, just to see his form. But now, because of his work, we know. So it is as if he is physically present. That work reminds you. That work reminds you. He has done that work. So this, now he is doing, this is the second part of his work. This is the second part, internal. That work was already, previously also he was working for each one, you know. And that work was there, but now when he has just left this form, that work is there. First, you will just think about him, about his form only. About his form, you know. You will just think about him. Oh, Baba, you know, he would give us darshan there, we would go there, we would see him, his smiling face and all these things. So many things were there. And our concentration was in his form. Only form would remind us. But now that work reminds us about him. This is the second part. When the form is not there, otherwise, you know, how...
The work reminds you, like in your own life, say this trust. You mean something happens, it works out favorably, then that work reminds you?
No, nothing. Just like that work is there, you know, for you, he has done that work. And because of that work, you come here, you want to work for him, you work, you want to help
so
others, you know.
It.
Yes.
Same in others.
So, here, what happens, you know, the same thing when he was in farm, he would have asked you, David, you do this, you do that, you do this, you help others like this. Those instructions were there. Now, because the work he has done for you, that work reminds you, do this, do that, do that. Did you follow it?
But I mean, yeah. In your own life, say that do this trust office, go to the office, do this.
It is just the same thing. It is just for each individual. It is not for me. For each individual, you know, those who come, those who seem to be quite new, you know. But it is his work who is reminding them to do all these things, to come here, do this, do that.
Mm.
So it is he who is doing, you know. So now, if you say that, what he is doing now, he is doing this.
He's guiding them.
Oh yes, that work, the same thing, you know, the instructions. Just like Baba would ask me, go there, do this. Of course, I would do when he would give you those instructions. Now the same instructions are in his work for me. And accordingly I am doing, though I don't know that he did this work, and because of this I am doing this. No, I know not. Nobody knows that. But it is because of that. It is because of that. So he is doing now this.
So now he has so many lovers to
come. So many. For each one, that's why I tell you, for each one he has worked. Just now you brought that chapter, today in 1958, in the night he would remember so many, he would become restless. Actually he was worshipping, just like we say that we worship Baba, we pray to him. He also prays to his lovers, you know. Why he comes, whether he comes just to eat rice and dal or go to picture? What is there? He comes in order to worship his lovers. For that purpose, meditate on them. His meditation is on his lovers. All the time he thinks of his lovers, the whole creation, each one. That is in meditation, that is his worship. We say that we worship him, we pray to him. But he does the same thing for. Is there anyone for him to meditate on? It is his lovers, his creation. So that work for each one he has done, you know, that work, in that work the instructions are there and accordingly everybody is just doing. So he is giving instruction through his work which he has done for each individual. Did you get it? Why, otherwise, what was the need for you to come here? What is there? Do you get any comfort? You feel comfort in just following him, though apparently for you there is nothing, you know, hard life. But why did you leave everything and you are just here in Khosrow quarter, just in one room, cooking your own food and just thinking, you know, when that milk would come and I would prepare tea and all these things. Why this bothering you? You would have... when at home, you know, you would have your life was comfortable, everything was there, you know. Why did you leave? It is because the work he has done for you, you get instruction, and you have to do it. You have to do it. It is destined for you.
But isn't that the same thing as karma?
Karma?
Isn't that the same thing as your karma?
Yes, yes.
Your impressions were there to do that.
Yes, but those impressions are there, you know. Impressions are there. Then,
that's
but yes, those impressions are there. Still, they are there, you know. And you are working out those impressions now because of this his work. You know, the impressions are there.
So he created the situation that those impressions could be there.
Those impressions should be nullified by doing this. By following him.
So he removed the difficulties so that the path to him...
Those impressions, of course, they will become obstacles. You know? Those impressions are there. Now his work is there. He has worked that from here you have to go there. Because of your own impressions, the obstacles will come there, you know. So those obstacles which come there because of the impressions, but because the work is there and you have to reach there, you know. You just pray for his help and you just go there. That prayer for his help, what is that prayer, you know? Just to follow his wish. That is the prayer. Not that, you know, oh, just you stand like this. And whatever happens, you know, now whether you get food or you don't get food, whether you get transport or you don't get transport, but you are determined, I must reach there. And you reach. So these are the difficulties, you know. But here, because he has worked for it, you have to go there. These are the difficulties, and these are the difficulties because of your own impressions. Those impressions create difficulties that you get through.
Yeah.
Here, this instruction is that today you have to go there. And you follow. You don't say, no, I don't want to go. If it is there that you must go, you have to go. The difficulties will be there. But you get away and you reach there. So, in his work, the instructions are there and you follow his instructions, though he does not appear in physical form. So he is doing this now. He has also made provision in this work that when you ask for his help, that help will be given. That help will be given. That provision is also there. Yes, that provision is there. And when you get help, who gives that help? He gives. So when he gives that help, you know, what he is doing? He is helping. He is helping. It is like this. That means here is the opportunity where you can pull that infinite consciousness more and more and more towards you. This is the opportunity he has created for you through his work. And instructions are there in his work for each individual. That's why you follow him. Otherwise, what is the need? Why? Why do you want to stay here? Why? Do you get good food? Do you get any comfort? Do you get anything? Nothing. But this discomfort gives you comfort because you want to follow him, to fulfill his wish. And why? Because he has worked for it, that you have to follow his wish.
We can never know, though, how
yes. He's worked. Yes. How can one know? How can one know?
That all this is because of him, how grateful he should be.
Yes. He has made every provision for every individual. Whatever happens, happens according to his work he has done for each one. And that's why, you know, if anybody says that now he is not physically present, so what he will do for us? What he is doing for us? He is doing this. And this is the most important thing. Only thing that physical medium, it has just kept apart. You know? You don't see that physical medium, physical exchange, you know. But internally that work is there, the instructions are there, accordingly you are, he is molding and he is helping. And because of that work, you can pull the infinite consciousness, that means Baba, towards yourself more and more and more. So he is doing this. For each one. Now just like, you know, when you go to Baba's tomb and you pray wholeheartedly, all these things, you know. Why? The third person comes and he also finds, oh, here, you know, David is standing praying, you know, I must also do. But there is world of difference between your prayer and his prayer. The same thing, you will fold his your hand, he will also do, he will close his eyes. Even, you know, he will appear as if he is very much absorbed, more than what you do. But he just thinks that it is just customary, you know, I must do this. But your heart says that you just remember him, that longing. So there is a world of difference. So it is like this. Go to a man in the street, you know. Tell him like this. What effect will be there? Nothing. Ah, yes, it is all right. You say, Baba was God. He is an avatar, you know. He came, he was in human form. He was God in human form. Yes, yes, very good. Very good. All right. Let me go now. Yes, very good. All right. I am very happy to hear this. That's all. No effect, you know. Because his work, for him, there was different type of work. Different type of work. For you, there is different type of work. That's why you left everything and came here. Why these people are coming? Why? Is there anything? Nothing. Why? Not, they are not coming, but it is he who is calling. And they have to come.
Because you said to take their share from what is left.
Yes, yes.
To collect their share.
Of course. it is there. So he is doing this, you know. He is doing this. We just see that people come and go and they just talk about him. There are different centers. How? Who is doing this? He is doing this. So it is Baba who is doing this. When he was physically present, of course, there were few centers. He would not allow people to come because he was working for them. He knew that what would happen, you know. So he worked for them. Now they are doing, you know, the instructions he has given to each one. Accordingly, they are following. So he is doing this. This is just second type of work. First, in human form, he would come mingle with people sometimes, and he would talk, he would give discourses and all these things, you know, in physical form. Now he has just kept away that physical form, and this real thing is there. Previously also he was doing the same thing for the whole universe, but now the total work, infinite work he has done, you know, for each individual, they are just following that. And you will ask that when he has done the work, you know, of course he is now doing nothing, but in that work also he has made this provision that the difficulties and different things, you know, and of course you would seek his help at every step, you would remember everything, you know, and because of his work you pull him more and more and more, and he comes to you. So this is his work he is doing now. Got it? So for the present we stop. You will see this. I should go ahead.
Yes, again.
This David father always troubles me. What should I tell about Baba's manifestation? I know nothing.
Yes. There's something in your mind, I know. You're a very clever son.
Oh, very clever. Very clever. All right, you know. Yesterday I told you something about it. And today, of course, these are quite new points. I'm just giving one after another, but then it is not in proper sequence. So afterwards you see, collect them and put together. So here, of course, about the word and his work. Of course, there are many. Baba's word. So there are many, of course, they feel as if Baba did not break his silence. But what was his silence, you know? His silence, his word, he is speaking, you know. Nobody can understand because that word is quite different, you know. When you become silent, then only you can hear. That means when the mind is not there, you can hear the sound of that soundless word. So what did he mean by giving that word? That word he gave in form of his work. The day he completed his work, he gave that word. He gave that word. Now, what was his work? You would ask me that what work he did, you know. His work, of course, he did, completed that work, what he had to do. Now, that work is just like, you know, now, because of that work, now we find his manifestation. How? Just like powerhouse, you know. So, his word is nothing but just like powerhouse which connects all different branches and branches in the world. You know. That powerhouse is such, powerhouse of his word is such that it connects each individual through the wiring. That is his work, you know, he has done. Of course, when he was physically present with us, he was doing the same thing, but his the complete work which he did for this advent, so it was the work was done, but the result, for the result, you know, it takes time. So his work is just like, you know, the powerhouse he has created, and in his work he has whatever he has done for each individual. So now, because of that work, that connection is going on. Each individual is connected with that powerhouse. That means the wiring is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what will happen, you know, just like I told you yesterday, that circle, you know, when the members of the circle would get realization, then, of course, total change will take place and Baba will manifest. He's already manifesting, but that will be his total manifestation. So, when, according to his work, when every individual, just like you are connected, the wire is connected, and that's why you are here. So it is going on, and it will take time to connect every individual for whom he has worked. I mean that special work, what he has done for each individual. And it will go on afterwards. So when that work, you know, fitting up wires, connecting every individual, it will be done, then the switch will be on and every individual will get the light according to the capacity. If you have powerful bulb, of course you will get more light. If you have low candle power of bulb, so you will get less light, but the light will be there. So yesterday I was just telling you that when the manifestation means giving out his word that everybody will hear, but he will hear according to his own capacity. But capacity, that means, you know, but he will be on the way towards him. He will go towards him, you know, that connection, because the connection is there. Now, just like if Baba is here, you know. So what happens now, this Pimpalgaon village, it is very near. So the connection is there, and if you pull, they will come early. Then Ahmednagar, it is far away. So it is like that. But they are connected. They will come. Each one will come. But for each one, of course, the time period is different. But they will realize, they will know, they will accept Baba, and they will follow him. But just to reach him, time factor is there. Now, so his word is nothing but the work which he has done. The day he completed his work, he gave the word. That means he gave the word in form of his universal work, which he has done for each animate and inanimate. And when all the connections will be done, you know, naturally the switch will be on and the light will be there. So that will be his total manifestation. But manifestation is going on. And did you understand about the word?
Well, there's a couple of things. The concept of Baba's work ever being finished, you know, like when it's finished, the word, it just doesn't register.
Yes.
Because it seems like souls are always coming out.
So I tell you.
Creation is going
no,
on.
No, for this advent, whatever he has done, now the connection will be there and there will be that total manifestation, but work will not be finished, you know. Work will not be finished. Work is there, but whatever he has done, the connections will be over.
Mm-hmm.
When there will be total manifestation. And it will go on then. It will go on. The work will go on. But whatever he has done, you know, that means the connection for each individual. I'm just giving you a simile, you know. So it will go on. It will go on. But about the manifestation, I'm just telling you that what he has done, that work he has done for his manifestation, and that will come when the wiring, the fittings will be over, and when the switch will be on. So when you have that light means that consciousness, developed consciousness to accept him. Of course, you will not just remain there, but you will follow him. So the work will go on like that. Work will not end there. It will go on, because when you accept him, you follow him. So it will go on. That will be his manifestation. Now, here, you know, just like I give you the simile of powerhouse, there is another simile. At that time, when the button, when the switch will be on, at that time, his grace will fall in, shower of his grace. Now it will be just like rain. Now those who will go just to drench in the sun, of course, they will feel blissful. There are others, of course, they will take umbrella, you know. Umbrella, and because, you know, they will feel that, you know, if we go in the rain, we'll be drenched, you know. So we must have umbrella. So they will take umbrella, you know. So some drops here and there they will get. There will be others who will just only see the rain and they will remain in the house, you know. But still some, they will see the rain, you know. So there will be different categories. Though everybody will accept that there is rain. Everybody experience that there is rain, you know. But the experience will differ. So it will be like this. Or just like, you know, you are in the house, you know. When you go in the sun, you see the sun, you know, face to face. But if you just hold umbrella, you know, you will just see the light of the sun. You will not be able to see the sun, but you know that this light is because of the sun. Then there are others who will be in the house, you know. They will see the light, but through windows, doors, you know. And they will know that there is sun, and this light is from the sun, you know. But they will not be able actually to see the sun. So there will be different experiences to each one. That will be his manifestation when his work means the connection of the fitting of wires will be over. Did you get it? And that word he gave in the form of his work, universal work, which he completed. But completed means for each one he has done. Now manifestation of that work is going on. In that, just like, you know, this is just zigzag. This way is just like zigzag, you know. There also he has made this provision that if you come from, start from here and you reach there, you know, you know not where to proceed. Because this line goes this side. You know not that, how to, and at that time, of course, he has already fixed that you have to reach here. But here, you don't know where to proceed. Up to here you came. But then, of course, you know, this provision, yesterday you said that what Baba is doing now, after he dropped his body. So here, this is the provision here. Of course, you pray, you ask his help, you know, and then you proceed further. He helps you and you proceed further. So this work he is doing now internally. Physically, when he was there, the same thing, internal, his work was internal. But here, you know, now you have to face God directly. You don't find that physical medium. But his instructions are there in his work, which work he has done for each individual. So, here, in that work, he has made provision for each one, and then you get the direction for that. So, that he is doing now, in the form of infinite consciousness. Now, suppose, you know, he did not do any work for you, you know. You know not, you know. You will not get that consciousness, you will not get that longing to go towards him. That longing will not be there. Nothing, you know. Your prayer will be of no use. Nothing, you know. Because you cannot do that. He has given you that opportunity. He has given you that developed consciousness to proceed towards him. That is the thing, you know. And at the same time, what happens, that infinite consciousness, the pull is always there, but you must have the capacity to pull it towards you. Then only you get the help. So here, he, through his work, he has given capacity to each one to pull it towards. And you pull him, You pull the infinite consciousness, that means Baba, and you get the help. So this provision is there, and this, of course, at present he is doing this. He is doing this, where the wire is connected, you know, and those who are coming to him, they are getting this help. And they will go on getting that help at the till the end. It will go on like that. But his total manifestation means what? When all the connections are ready, and when the switch will be on, that will be the awakening.
Mm.
Awakening for each one. Each one will be awakened. And then, when you are awakened, of course, it is natural for you to follow him. Okay. When you accept.
He puts the switch on only when all the cables are lined?
No.
For some, it's awakening.
No, what I mean now this is, the powerhouse is there. And in the powerhouse, there are different branches also.
First
one Yes. So, branches are there. So, those who are just connected with the powerhouse, for them, you know, the light is there. But I am just telling you about the total manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Total manifestation. Now, here is a powerhouse, is there, big powerhouse. There is one branch here. Another branch here, another branch here, another branch here. But this is the main powerhouse. When the switch of this main powerhouse is on, that means every branch, everything will, everything connected with the powerhouse will get the light, you know. Suppose now here is one branch here, and here also switch, you know. So those who come in contact, you know, they, for them the switch is on here. But powerhouse, big powerhouse, the main switch is there.
Mm.
So that is for the whole world. It will be like that. So only thing, that word which he said that I would speak, he gave in the form of his work. He has already given that word. You know. He has not to speak, but the result you will see when manifestation will take place. When there will be manifestation, you will find that he is speaking, he has given the word. But actually he has given when he completed that work, when he said that my work is finished, when he dropped his body. When he dropped, means he comes for work as soon as it is completed, you know. He drops his body, there is no need for him to keep the body. You know. As soon as that work was finished, he dropped his body. That means through that work he gave that word. And now that work goes on manifesting. Manifesting means the connections, you know. The connections are there, different connections, and they are connected with the powerhouse, one after another, you know.
So you think the suffering that Baba went through was in order to take on those obstacles of each of his lovers?
Yes.
Humanity in general?
Here, you know, when I tell you that when he works, just like Baba had explained that he, when he takes form, you know, and comes in the form of avatar, he does not use his infinite power. He does not use his bliss. He uses only his infinite knowledge. Now, what happens, you know, when he takes upon the burden of each individual, that means that is his suffering. Now, just like, you know, you have got limited mind, but at the same time, the universal mind is there in you. Universal mind is in everyone, and it is one and the same. Limited mind is different. In each one, there is a different limited mind, but universal mind is one. Now, what happens, you know, when your limited mind is annihilated, you get the universal mind. And in the universal mind, everything is there. In universal mind, every individual mind is there. Suppose you have universal mind. Now, what happens, you know, here I have got limited mind. You have universal mind. So my individual mind, limited mind, is in your universal mind. If I feel pain, naturally you feel it there, because that my limited mind is in the universal mind. But it is just general, you know. But when you work for me, that means you feel that burden, that suffering is there. When you, now, what happens,
so,
you know.
So what is it, like yesterday you said he removes those obstacles for your coming to him.
Obstacles, he, just like I told you, yes, that now here he has he has done work for each one, and he has also fixed that you have to reach from start from here and you have to reach here. Now obstacles are there, different things are there, you know, and obstacles will be there. So for each obstacles to get through the obstacles, he has made provision.
So in some instances, you know, Baba doesn't change the karma, but he takes on the suffering of the karma of his lovers. Is that the same?
Does not change. He wipes out the karma. He wipes out. Why should he change? Change means a different type of karma, sanskara. He wipes out. He wipes out. So now, suppose you start from here, and here there are obstacles, so many things, so many doubts and so many things in your mind, you know, and you know not what to do. But this is nothing, but they come in order to go. In order to go. So here, if you just put them into in action, you know, you are lost. But he does not allow you to get lost, you know. He has made provision at every step because of his work he has done. So he saves you. And then you say that, Baba, what to do now? How to proceed? And you remember him, you call him, and the help comes there. So that help, in order to give that help, that provision he has made. And that's why I told you that what he is doing now, he is helping in this way, though he has fixed everything for you. Did you get it?
Yeah. Could you go back to where you're talking about his suffering?
Suffering is just
in this world.
Suffering, you know, anything when he takes upon himself, when he helps you, that means he shares the burden. He takes upon your burden, you know. Naturally, he has to suffer for that, you know.
And in doing that, it wipes out your...
Yes, the impressions or sanskaras or karmas, they are just wiped out. He cuts off. He cuts off.
So he does that for each one of his lovers?
Of course, but in degrees. Don't think that, you know, he wipes out everything. But he makes a road, way for you, so that, you know, if there are impressions, sanskaras, but you just go through a straight road. You don't go this side, that side, like this.
Because one time...
The road is clear for you.
I heard that analogy where Baba said, you know, if you give the full weight of your burden on my shoulders, 99%, 100%, then I feel that burden and I take it on myself. But if you only give me, like, surrender 50%, then I don't feel that burden. I'm not reminded about you.
No, you did not follow it. Yesterday I told you that three categories. Of course, one category is that, you know, he says, follow me. So they follow. Another category, of course, when you follow, that means his responsibility is there, you know. So he becomes responsible for that. Now, when he says, follow me, and you don't follow, and he has to catch hold of your hand and he pulls you, and you also pull him towards you. So he has to exert for that, you know. But here, you have not given the full responsibility to him. That means his work becomes difficult. Then there is third category, where of course he says, follow me, and they don't follow. At the time, all right, if you don't follow, then all right, I will take you to the goal, you know. You just sit on my back. And they don't, then he has to lift you and just put on your back. Still, you know, you just try to press him like this and that, and you want to jump from his back. So he has to exert more and more. His work becomes easy when you follow him. And then that means you become depend upon him fully. You don't think of any other thing, just to follow him. Then his responsibility is there. But here, if you even don't follow him, you know, he has to take, because it is his duty, he is merciful. He comes for that purpose. So when Baba said that, when you surrender me 100%, then only I take your responsibility, it is true, you know. But even if you don't do that, then he has to exert more and more for you, more and more and more. So his work becomes difficult at that time. But he is so merciful that even if you pull him, you know, and don't follow him, he helps you. He helps you. Then he creates such situations so that, you know, you follow him. But his work becomes difficult. When you surrender, this surrenderance also, it is not easy, you know. It is not through word. Surrenderance is really very, very difficult thing. It also comes through his grace. When he gives his grace, then only you can surrender him completely. Otherwise, it becomes very difficult, very difficult. And when you surrender, you know not. You are not conscious of your surrenders. You forget, you know. It comes in a very natural way.
Mm.
Very, very natural. And in order to make you surrender, you know, of course he has to do so many things for you. Because even one thing, you know, one sanskara from you, if he removes, that means change in the whole world.
Yeah.
Because the connections are there. So in order to just remove one sanskara from your mind, you know, he has to do so much work, because change takes place in the whole world, in the whole creation, because of that. So nobody can imagine about his work, you know, what he does. Suppose, that's why I told you that if anybody gets realization, that means the whole world is benefited by that. Change takes place in the whole creation, whole world. So 122 members of the circle, when they get realization, that means the total change in the world, you know, awakening.
Mm.
Awakening. And that awakening is just, you know, that awakening is his manifestation. And then work will go on. But because he has done that work, it will go on, you know. It will not just finish there. Only that fitting of wires, you know, that will be over and the switch will be on. And the awakening will be there. That will be his total manifestation, and then work will go on and on and on. Did you get it now? So, for today, should I stop now?
Yeah. You have any thoughts?
I don't think that, only thing that I wanted to tell you about this. Because, you know, infinite consciousness is all pervading everywhere, you know. Everywhere. It is there. Baba is in you as infinite consciousness. Baba is not in you as unconscious. He is in you as infinite consciousness. So, when you remember him, that infinite consciousness, in you also there is infinite consciousness, but that infinite consciousness is not conscious that it is infinite consciousness. But Baba, as infinite consciousness, is conscious. So, what happens, you know, when you pray or you remember, when you follow, you accept him, you try to fulfill his wish, he is there. And in you, that because he is so near you, of course, the help is there. The help is there, though he is not in form. And according to the provision he has made in his work, he has to do that. Pull is there. You pull him and you get the help. Now, this pull, you know, why do you remember Baba? Why do you go to his tomb? Why do you talk about him? Why you have left everything? It is because of his work. It is because of his work. He has done this work for you. And that's why you are doing that. So, here, who is doing this? It is he who is doing, you know. whatever you think of, whatever you think about him, whatever you do for him, you know, it is because of his work, the instruction.